Now, one of the things that I want to make clear with regards to that whole issue about plagiarism, you know, I was asking the question if Chelsea Clinton, and I doubt very seriously if this will happen, but I just made the point that if Chelsea Clinton were to get up and speak in behalf of her mother, who is running for president, and Chelsea were to deliver parts of her speech that have been plagiarized, even after an admission that a mistake had been made, would Hillary Clinton's opponents let that go? I'm glad that Donald Trump's opponents let that go once an admission was made. That's the way it should have been. There was no need to just keep, the plagiarism was wrong. It should never have happened. But once it had been admitted that a mistake had been made, that this was something that should not have happened, the right thing to do was to let it go. So even though this is something that could seem very, very simple and insignificant, when you think about some of the issues that have been brought up and just dragged on and on and on and dragged on and on and on and on, and in many cases, people from other parts of the world asking, what is wrong with you Americans? Why is that still being brought up? That which is simple and insignificant, or seems simple and seems insignificant, isn't what's always followed. So I take my hat off to Donald Trump's opponents for having let that go once an admission was made. I have something I want you to hear. You know, I'm going to take us back to the problems that so many people have with color in this country. And of course, I know that America is not the only country in this world where people have problems with color. But again, today we're focusing on America, our national community. I have something I want you to hear when it comes to the problems that some have with color in America.
I want every white person in this room who would be happy to be treated as this society in general treats our citizens, our black citizens. If you, as a white person, would be happy to receive the same treatment that our black citizens do in this society, please stand. You didn't understand the directions. If you, white folks, want to be treated the way blacks are in this society, stand. Nobody's standing here. That says very plainly that you know what's happening. You know you don't want it for you. I want to know why you're so willing to accept it or to allow it to happen for others.
This was a white lady, and this is from Occupy Democrats. And I decided to share this with you, despite the fact that I'm assuming it didn't come from a nonpartisan organization, because it still speaks to truth. What she said is true. And the fact that this was a white lady addressing a white audience with this question, issuing this challenge to the white community. This was, I think, fair. And it's just like she said, she was asking them, if you would like the same treatment that black people receive, stand up. And not one person stood.
I want every white person in this room who would be happy to be treated as this society in general treats our citizens, our black citizens. If you, as a white person, would be happy to receive the same treatment that our black citizens do in this society, please stand. You didn't understand the directions. If you, white folks, want to be treated the way blacks are in this society, stand. Nobody's standing here. That says very plainly that you know what's happening. You know you don't want it for you. I want to know why you're so willing to accept it or to allow it to happen for others.
I posed that same question Here's the assignment that I'm asking you all to do. I'm asking you to complete this assignment. This is one nation, right? This is the United States of America, right? Everyone who is affiliated with a specific political party, I have an assignment. And then I have an assignment, this same assignment for everyone who has no party affiliation. Now listen, here we go. I want us to take a look at how well we do at uniting our country. I want us to take a look at how skillful we are at dividing our country. This is where I want you to start. I want you to literally, I want you to give this some thought down and write down five things that your party does that unites the nation. Write down five things that your party does that divides the nation. Then write down five things that other parties do to unite the nation. Write down five things that other parties do to divide the nation. If you have no party affiliation, then just write down what other parties do, the various parties do to unite the nation, five things that they do to divide, five that they do to unite, five things that they do to divide. And then, whether you have party affiliation or not, I want everyone to do this. This is the third category of the assessment. Write down three things that you do or three attitudes that you have that unite the nation. And then write down three things that you do, three attitudes that you have that divide the nation. We'll revisit this in the near future, maybe a couple of weeks or so. I really want you to do this, though. Be courageous. Be honest. Be courageous. Be honest. Five things that the other party does to unite. Five things they do to divide. Five things that your party does to divide. Five things your party does to unite. Three things that you do to divide. Three things you do to unite. Let's revisit this soon.